ॐ सहनावतु सहनौ भुनक्तु सह वीर्यङ्करवावहै तेजस्विनावधीतमस्तु मा विद्विषावहै। ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः। ॐ यस्माज्जातं जगत्सर्वं यस्मिन्नेव प्रलीयते येनेदं धार्यते चैव तस्मै ज्ञानात्मने नमः। ॐ नमो भगवते श्रीदक्षिणामूर्तिस्वरूपाय श्रीदयानन्दरूपाय परमगुरवे परमात्मने परब्रह्मणे। We should not lose the track of where we are. In fact, the whole section, Brahmanandavalli, is explanation of Brahma, which Brahma Brahmavit Param Apnoti. The knower of Brahman attains the absolute goal, moksha. Param Apnoti. And what is that Brahman? By knowing which a person attains the absolute goal. That is, that Brahman is Satyam Jnanam Anantam. How that Brahman Satyam Jnanam Anantam? Because the whole everything that is here is only that Brahman, therefore that Brahman. So here, then we had, the Brahman was further explained as the Jagat Karanam. And for then, that Brahman, how to arrive at that Brahman, is the Jagat Karanam. Upanishad presented beautifully, is presenting this Panchakosha Vivek, Viveka. Panchakosha Viveka had presented this analysis of five koshas enables us to arrive at Brahma Swarupam, Brahman, the truth of the universe being available for recognition as our own Swarupam. Having arrived that Swarupam Brahma, we have to understand yet that that Brahman obtaining as our own Swarupam is in fact shining in the form of the whole cosmos. There's another important fact of seeing the whole cosmos being non-separate from Brahman has to be understood. That is how Advaita Darshanam becomes clear. The vision of the non-duality of the reality will be clear, will become ascertained only when you understand the universe also is Brahma. Panchakosha Vivekaha helps us arrive at the truth being our own Swarupam being the truth. Jivatma Paramatma Swarupa Aikya Jnanam is possible through Panchakosha Viveka. Yes, the truth of Aham is nothing but Brahma. Even there, we do understand at each level we resolve the individuality in totality at a physical level, emotional level, intellectual level, even at the unmanifest level. We do understand the whole is Brahma there also. But it needs to be it needs to be clarified. That's why the whole, again, the Srishti is discussed again. In discussing this creation, Brahman is presented not only as the material cause, but also as the intelligent cause. And Brahman being both the causes, asrujata abhavat. Brahman created, Brahman became everything. Two verbs, asrujata and Abhavat make it very clear that Brahman became the intelligent or the efficient cause and also the material cause of the universe. When the Brahman is the material cause of the universe, any material has to undergo change to become the universe. But here, without undergoing any change, remaining as it is, retaining its own essential nature of knowing, Brahman becomes the whole. That is why we say Brahman is upadana karanam, but still vivarta upadana karanam. Just as the rope, without undergoing any change, it appears as the snake erroneously. In the same way here, Brahman also appears as the universe. If we really understand what this universe is, we'll see there's no universe, there's only Brahma. It's like when you closely analyze what this snake is, the snake disappears and you will see only what is there's only rope. This is the fact. Absolutely, this only appearance of Brahma, the whole Jagat. What is this only Brahma? This is the fact to be arrived at finally. That Brahma, which alone appears as this inexplicably world of plurality, is nothing but Brahma. This Brahman Ahamasmi, I am the truth. Therefore, it must be possible for us to say, from the standpoint of our essential nature, it must be possible for us to say, idam sa, ahamidam sarvam, I the self am the whole. To say, I the self am the whole, that I must be placed in this pure consciousness existence. We must have cognitively shifted the ahams from the body, mind and complex to the Atma. And that happened, that doesn't happen overnight. In spite of being endowed with the body, mind and complex, in spite of living this world as an individual human being, still the vision of that fact must be possible. Vision must be ascertained. In having such a vision, objectivity is possible. Non-internalization of the worldly problems will be possible. Unaffectedness will be possible. That is how freedom can be enjoyed. And there's no greater accomplishment than that. So the ultimate aim of the Upanishad and Shankara Bhagavatpada's commentary is to help us see the whole being Brahma. What is there's only Brahma? The universe being non-separate from Brahma has to be understood. The universe being mithya, the universe being non-separate from Brahma, has to be understood. In understanding which, you will see that there's no universe, there's only Brahma. If universe properly understood as Brahma, Brahman unknown is the universe. This is the vision. Even this is the vision still. This is what Shankara Bhagavatpada expects us to understand finally. But with all patience, and he has been clarifying the views of other people, which we not even discuss sometimes, really think. Why? Because such views of other people, when presented argumentatively with the vehemently, may cause some confusions. It may shake our understanding. It should not. That is why understanding what other people's views are and thereby seeing the fallacies in their views, it is not to humiliate them and not to disrespect them. It is for our own clarity of the fact. vision and the understanding of the fact. We need to see what others' views are and what are the logical fallacies there. So how we can refute so that we can, our understanding can be firm and doubt-free. Unless and until understanding becomes firm and clear, Nidhyasanam will not be practical and possible. So Nidhyasanam will be possible only if you are very 100% clear. Therefore, even though those arguments, the views of other schools of thought sound very, very sometimes, very simple, still we need to go through them with the patience. And Shankara Bhagavatpada assumes the possible doubts of the people, and he himself presenting those doubts, their views as Purupakshis, Purupakshavada. He also replies. That is how now the Parinamavada is taken here. In Bhagavad Gita, we see the Jnana Karma Samuchayavada, he negates there. And here, Brahma Parinamavadi's views are refuted here. They may sound very absurd, but still, with the patience, we go through. And this, seeing the limitations and then logical fallacies in other people's views, is to strengthen our clarity. That's why this is said to be mananam. Mananartham, we see other people's views. Otherwise, we'll get lost somewhere. What are we doing here? Why should we understand all these things? Not necessary. Okay. So we are still seeing Shankara Bhagavatpada's replies to the various views of Parinamavadi. And we have already negated. Yesterday we saw one. The two aspects, Amshadvaya, Vichara. They have, no? The two Amshas, Brahman has two Amshas. And one Amsham remains firm, other Amsham enters. Amsha enters, another part enters. An example was given how the wet clay can become a pot and the dry clay in form of powder, churnatmana, it can enter into the clay pot. That is how maybe Brahmatma has entered into the creation. They try to take the literal meaning of the Upanishadic statements. Because Tat srishtva tadeva anupravishyat. Because they all hold on to Veda as the pramanam. That is why we respect all the Vedikas are revered. Because they take the Veda as the pramanam. And of course, they 100% all acharyas stand together when they discuss the dharma, topic of dharma, emphasis of prayer, is worship. There's no difference. Only here, very important subtle aspect, they differ. So, as people are given to study of the Advaita Vedanta, we need to understand what their views are. At least we don't need to study everything elaborately. What Shankara Bhagavatpada brings to our understanding. Oh, this is what they have. This is their view. So yesterday, Shankara Bhagavatpada refuted that point. Atmanaha ekatve sati nir avayavatvat apravishta desha abhavat cha praveshaha na upapadyate. Entry of Brahmatma is not possible into the creation as the person mentioned, because of two reasons, because of the oneness of the reality. One means what? One means it is indivisible, undivided, partless. Niravayavatvatu, that's the reason he gave. Apravishta desha bhavatu, there's no place where Brahman is not there already. Where Brahman is not entered means what? Brahman is, there's no place where Brahman is not there. Praveshaha na upapadyate. Entry is not possible. We saw that yesterday. Katham tarhi praveshaha syat. Again, now, okay, if such an entry is not possible, katham tarhi praveshaha syat. How can there be entry then? Yuktascha praveshaha. Shutatvat tadeva anupravishati iti. Entry is appropriate. Brahman has to enter. Entry is appropriate. Why? Because it has been heard already. Shutatvam asti. Shutatvat means we have heard. Tat srishtva tadeva nupravishat. Upanishad mantra says Brahman created the universe and entered. What Upanishad says has to be accepted because they pramanam. Then tadeva anupravishat iti. Brahman itself entered. Brahmatma himself entered into the creation. So, now he says, okay, what he means now is, because Brahman has no parts, Brahman cannot enter, you say. If Brahman has parts, then Brahman can enter. So he says, savayam, savayavam eva astu tarihi. If you have to understand that Brahman has entered, then Brahman must be nir avayavam, a partless thing cannot enter. No, savayavam, having parts, Brahman can enter. Therefore, savayavam eva astu tarhi. Let us take that way that Brahman has parts. Savayavat sa avayavatvat. Due to having the parts. Mukhe hasta praveshavat. Mukhe hasta praveshavat. How our own hand can enter into the mouth. Because it's a cavity, lot of space. Mukhe hasta praveshavat. Namarupa karye. Jivatmana anupraveshaha yuktaha eva. Jivatmana anupraveshaha yuktaha eva. Entry of Brahman into the creation of creation constituted of forms and names is appropriate. Entry of Brahman as Jivatma into this world of forms and names is appropriate. If you think, just as hand can enter into the mouth, mukhe hasta praveshavat, savayavatvat, then we must take Brahman to be having the parts. Brahman is savayavam, brahmatma savayavaha. Sa avayavaha, avayavavan brahmatma. Let us take it this way, that brahmatma has parts. Savayavam, savayavaha brahmatma. Therefore what now? Just as the entry of the hand into the mouth, like the entry of hand into the mouth, hastasya Praveshavat, like the entry of the hand into the mouth. Brahman, the entry of Brahman as Jivatma into this world of forms and names. That must be appropriate. Iti Chet, if this is the view of the Purupakshi, who is the Purupakshi? Parinamivadi. What is the answer? One small word. Na? No. No entry is possible at all. Why? Ashunya deshatvat. Brahmanaha ashunya deshatvam asti. What does it mean? Shunya means absence. Ashunya means what? Non-absence. So, ashunya deshatvat means there's no area of space where Brahman is absent. There is no absence of Brahman at all in any part of space, any area of space. There is no space at all where there is an absence of Brahma, which means everywhere there is only Brahma, 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 Brahma. In fact, in Brahma, space itself exists. Space itself exists in Brahma. And how can we talk about Brahman? Space pervaded by Brahma. How can we talk about the entry of Brahman into anything else which exists in space? Ashunya deshatvat, due to the absence of area where Brahman is absent, not present. There's no place where there is no Brahman. Yes. Nahi. Karyatmana parinatasya. Namarupa karya desha vyatirekena. Atma shunyaha pradeshaha asti. Bhagavatpada's answer is continuous here. Karyatmana parinatasya namarupa karya desha vyatirekena atma shunyaha pradeshaha asti yam pravishet jivatmana. What he says here is atma shunyaha pradeshaha nasti. Na is the first word. Atma shunyaha pradeshaha na asti means what? There is no area of space where Brahmatma is not present. Where Brahmatma doesn't, is not there. There's no space at all. Same thing. Ashunya deshatvat we saw. The same thing he is explaining. Atma shunyaha pradeshaha nasti. Atma shunyaha pradeshaha nasti. There is no space at all. There is no area of space where you can't find a spot where there is no Brahman. And who is this Brahman? Namarupa karya desha vyatirekena. This Brahman, which is other than space. Why? The space itself is what? Space is pervaded by Brahma. There is, so there's no area of space which is other than Brahma, other than the space, and pervaded by Brahmatma. And which Brahmatma? Karyatmana parinataha. The Brahmatma which has evolved into, which has modified into the effects, which has modified into the effects in terms of forms and names. Therefore, what? The forms and names into which Jivatma could enter. Is it clear now? There's no possibility of entry at all. So now it's continued. Now, another judge. See, the Pura Pakshi keeps on changing his stand. Because every small, somehow entry has to be accepted. There's no real entry. It's as though entry. We are going to understand later on. Bhagavad Pada is not giving his explanation now. Why? Because this is the way of teaching. When people who have different views, the person who sees the logical fallacies has to be very patient. Let the other person come out with their own views. But all the views have to be heard with the patience. Politely. And then listen to all the views and with due respect to the understanding, all the fallacies have to be pointed out. After pointing out the fallacies, finally, one has to say what clearly one has understood, one's own view. And not view, a clear vision. Therefore, Bhagavad Pada has such tremendous patience. And we should have as well. Because we are in a hurry, rush, to understand how what is Brahma. We are interested in learning others' views. But still, he shows. There's a sampradayika sikshanam. In the traditional teaching methodology, this is also the way of teaching. Seeing other people's views, even if they sound absurd. Karanameva chet. So he comes to other view. Now no way of Brahmatma entering into the Jagat as Jivatma. So now he comes with a different idea. Karanameva pravishet chet. Why should you to say the whole effect has entered back into the cause? Another idea. Because the Upanishad says, uses the term entered. Therefore, entry must be somewhere which has entered into what? Whichever he says, this entry must be like this, entry must be like this, entry might have been like this. Whatever he said, and in stating everything, Shakya Bhagavad Pada points out it's not possible, not possible, not possible. Now he has said, say what now? Why should we say, take the Brahmatma became the universe and universe has gone back into Brahmatma. Whatever has created has gone back to Kadi Karanam, Brahma. So Karanam eva pravishet chet. Maybe we should take it that way, that the whole Karyam, Brahmatma created this universe, became the universe. Again, the universe has gone back to return. Universe has entered into Brahman, the Karanam. So, Jivatmatvam Jahyat. Jivatmatvam Jahyat. Then what happened now? The Jivatma status also will be it should would give up jivatma status. Yatha ghataha mrit praveshe ghatatvam jahati. If the pot, imagine if the pot goes back to Brahm clay, it is not possible, it is not practical. But still, if you imagine the pot, the clay pot enters into the clay, its scars, what will happen? The pot qualification will goes. It gives up the status of being the pot. Ghatatvam jahati. Mrit praveshe ghataha ghatatvam jahati. The pot which enters into its cast, the clay, gives up its status of being the pot. Like that, similarly, yatha, tatha, jivatmatvam jahyat. Brahman also would give up the status of being the jiva. Tadeva anupravishat iti cha shrutehe na karana anupravesha yuktaha. Okay, this is the answer here. Tadeva anupravishat iti cha shrutehe na karana anupravesha yuktaha. So he only says, why should we take that the whole universe enters back into Brahman? No, the jivatma status would go. Then, Shruti's statement, Shrutehe, Tadeva anupravishati iti, Brahman, that Brahman, Brahmatma himself entered. That statement cannot mean what? Karana anupravesha. That word entered does not mean the entry of the effect into the cause, entry of the creator into the created universe. Anupravishat tat srishtva tadeva anupravishat tadeva anupravishat. That verb anupravishat, the entered, Brahmatma entered, does not mean the entry of the effect into the cause, entry of the cause into the effect, entry of the creator into the created universe. So, karana anupravesha na yuktaha. Karana anupravesha, entry of the universe back into the cause is not appropriate. Now, what else should be done now? So, the next view. Okay, karyantarameva syat iti chet. This is another idea. He tries. Parinamavadi is trying to present something or the other. Somehow entry has to, he wants something to real entry. Because everything is real for them. Creation is real. Universe is real. Because the universe is the transformed version of Brahma. Brahman is real, therefore universe also is real. So the entry also must be real for them. So they are trying to do something. So karyantarameva syat iti chet. Okay, karyantarameva syat. So Brahma, the one effect enters into another effect. Can we have that way? Karyantaram is what? Another effect, another product. So we can take this entry of Brahmatma, where Brahmatma becomes the effect, and as the effect enters into another effect. Karyantarameva syat iti chet tadeva anupravishati iti jivatma rupam karyam nama rupa parinatam karyantarameva apadyate iti chet. So, tadeva anupravishati iti jivatma rupam karyam. Now, Brahmatma as jivatma entered into the effect. And nama rupa parinatam karyantarameva. So, the body, mind, sense complex. So, the effect, the product in the form of form and name, the product in terms of form and name, obtaining in the form of body, mind, sense complex. Into that, Brahman has entered into this body, mind, sense complex, the form and name, the product, as Jivatma. Karyantarameva apadyate. So what is Karyantaram? Body, mind, sense complex is, again, Brahman. Jivatma is also Brahma. So, Brahman as Jivatma entered into the body mansions complex, which is also modified form of Brahman. Can we say this? No. Why it can be said so? Virodhat, due to the contradiction. Nahi ghataha ghatantaram apadyate. Ghataha ghatantaram na apadyate. One part cannot attain another part. Vyatireka shruti virodhat cha. Because from the beginning we have been saying what? Vyatireka shruti virodhat. The knower is distinct from the known. Knower is distinct from the known. This is called Vyatireka Shrutihi. Knower being distinct from the known is Vyatireka Shrutihi. Vyatireka Shruti Virodhat. As it contradicts the statement, Shruti. Vyatireka Shruti. Which Vyatireka Shruti means the statement of Shruti which distinguishes the known from the known. Even then, entry is not possible. The Shruti Virodha is there, Vyatireka Shruti Virodha is there. There's a contradiction of the Vyatireka Shruti which distinguishes the relatively the knower and the known, knower from the known. And of course, in our own anubhava, in our own experience, knower being distant from the known is very clear. So entry of Paramatma into the creation of forms and names as Jivatma is also not real. So he gives example further. Jivasya nama rupa karya vyatireka anuvadinyaha shrutayaha viruddheran. Jivasya nama rupa karya vyatireka anuvadinyaha shrutayaha viruddheran. Not only one particular shruti, not only vyatireka shruti, anuvadinyaha shrutayaha viruddheran. Anuvadinyaha Shruteha means what? The Shruti is Anuvadaha, means literally Anuvadaha means translation. So restating is also called Anuvadaha. Vadati speaks. Anuvadati repeats. So Vadati states. Anuvadati restates. Anuvadini ya shrutihi anuvadati sa shrutihi anuvadini shrutihi. So Vedic statements which restate the Vyatireka Shrutihi. There are many Vedic statements which restate what is stated by the Vyatireka Shruti. So Vyatireka Shruti is a Vedic statement which differentiates the knower from the known. There are many statements which restate the fact of distinguishing the distinction between Jivatma as the knower and the known. So Jivasya Namarupa Karya Vyatireka Anuvadinyaha Shrutayaha Virudhyeran. The distinction must be there. Tad apattau moksha asambhavat. There will be the problem of even non-attainment of moksha. Tad apattau, tadapattau. Moksha asambhavat. There will be moksha asambhavaha. There will be impossibility of the attainment of moksha if Jivatma enters into the body mind's complex and becomes one with that. The distinction must be maintained, isn't it? Therefore, nahi yataha muchyamanaha tadeva apadyate. So the Jivatma entering into the body mind's complex cannot just become the body mind's complex itself. If it becomes itself, means but there's no Jivatma then. You can't distinguish. Actually, such entry will contradict Vyatireka Shrutihi. Also contradict the Anuvadinyaha Shrutayaha. And there'll be the problem of impossibility of attaining moksha. And who will discover the Swarupam, oneness of the Swarupam? Jivatma, Paramatma, Swarupa, Aikyam itself will be become, cannot be understood. In fact, the very aim of the Jivatma is to discover freedom. To attain freedom. One has to get rid of the body, mind and complex. Apunaragamanam, apunaravrittihi. Not being born again is not getting caught up in the body, mind and complex. Which is videhamuktihi. That is the aim. And for which one has to discover freedom while living itself. Oneself being distinct and free from everything. But now, if he says this Jivatma, as Jivatma Brahma enters into the body mind's complex and becomes one with the body mind's complex means, then there's no way of attaining moksha. So, muchyamanaha tadeva na apadyate. The Jivatma who is being liberated, who aims to be freed, liberated from the body mind's complex, cannot become, cannot get stuck with the body forever. Cannot get stuck means cannot become identified with the body. Not even identifying, he cannot become one with the body. So what he says, Muchyamanaha tadeva nahi apadyate. This really it contradicts the teaching, contradicts the reasoning. Why? Because the Jivatma who is desperately wanting to be liberated from the body indeed cannot become that body itself. Tadevana apadyate. Muchyamanaha tadevana apadyate. Tadevana apadyate means what? That body with the Jivatma which he wants to get rid of cannot become that body itself. Nahi shrinkalapattihi baddhasi taskaradehe. Baddhasi taskaradehe. Nahi shrinkalapattihi. See, taskaraha means taskaraha is choraha. Taskaraha. Come across this word in the Rudra Shirudra Prashna. Taskaraha means choraha, a thief. And the thief has been already caught up, already caught. And he is chained. Baddaha. He is already bound. Baddhasya taskaradehe. Nahi shrinkalapattihi. Shrinkala means chain. So a thief who is already bound. Baddaha taskaraha. So not taskara adhihi means what? Like thief, etc. Thief, dacoit, robber, you can in Rudra Prasha you come across so many words. Different types of thieves. Is it? Like the taskar adehe. Adi shabda stands for, thieves, etc. The person, thief, etc., who is already bound, definitely, would not like being chained again. So, shrinkalapattihi would not, already bound thief would not like to be bound again, tied again with the chains, with the shackles, isn't it? Shrinkalapattihi. Baddhasi taskaradehi nahi shrinkalapattihi. See, already we are choicelessly bound by body, mind, sense complex. That's how helplessly we have identity because of the swarupa ajnanam. Swarupa ajnanena, there's a wrong identity. Therefore, that is why. Because notionally one suffers the samsara. The notion causes samsara, one suffers. Because of the proximity, because of being bound in this body, mind is complex. And having the mind is the problem, isn't it? It is the mind which connects the self with the body, mind is complex. Being a manifesting medium. Therefore, already one is bound. The freedom is in not having the body mind complex. If a person has jnanam, then becoming objective towards body mind complex, one can enjoy jivan mukti. One has to get rid of it. In jnana, mind will resolve. Once mind resolves, assuming the body, mind and complex is not possible, so that the birth will not be possible. That is Videha Mukti. for which one has to attain first Jivan Mukti. One has to have become objective towards one's own body mind complex. For one has to understand one's Surupam. So all this is possible only if a person is capable of distinguishing the Jivatma, distinguishing the self from the non-self. And one has to discover one's own Surupam being non-separate from Brahma. One can discover the ones, later on, one can discover how the known prapancha also is non-separate from Brahma. Finally, one can have the vision of non-duality of the reality, in which one can really discover the freedom. But now, if we take this person's view, accept this, what happens? There's no clarity. Ajivas karyam karyatmana pravishati. As Jivatma enters into the karya, body, mind's complex also is product. Karyam of Brahman. And Brahman again, Brahman alone enters into the body, mind's complex, Jivatma, and becomes one with, becomes individual. No, there's nothing becoming. There's no real entry, isn't it? That has to be explained. That's why he brings all possible views of the Parinamavadis. If we say Jagat is, Brahman has undergone a change to become the Jagat, to become Jivatma, means Parinamavada is a problem that has to be refuted, that has to be negated. Not for the sake of negating, pointing out the logical fallacies. Therefore, it is explained here. Now, the last one, he will not say anything anymore. So, already Bhagavad Pada explained, just as a thief would not, the thief who is already chained and bound would not like to be chained again. In fact, he only wants to get rid of the shackles. In the same way, the individual being who is already bound would not like this, like to be bound again. That contradicts the whole teaching, the whole vision. Therefore, now Purupakshi comes with another view. Bahyan tarabhedena parinatam iti chet. Bahyantarabhedena parinatam. Then, why should we not think this way? He says, Brahman has become modified into another external container. And also, bahya antaha, not antara, bahya antaha bedena. Bahya antar bedena, not antara, antar, bahya antar bedena. You break it, bahyam plus antaha. Bahya antaha, bahyantaha. Bahyantaha becomes what now? That repa. Bahyantar bhedena parinatam. Iti che. If it is said that Brahman has become modified into the external container, and also the inner content. So Brahman has become both the container and the contained content. the external container and the inside, the content obtaining inside the container. Brahman has become both. Bahyantar bhedena parinatam. Brahman has modified, become modified into both container contained with such difference. Can you say that way? Why? Because he cannot give up the idea of modifying. We say no parinama, no change. Because of the problem of having to prove the modification, parinamavada. So Brahman has modified, Brahman has transformed, undergone some change. So external container is also Brahma. And internally what is contained, the content also is Brahma. So with this container content difference, Brahman has become both. Bahya antaha bedena. Bahya antar bedena Brahma parinatam. Iti chet. He says what now? Tadeva karanam Brahma. Look at this. Tadeva karanam Brahma. Shariradi adharatvena. Tadantar jivatmana. Adheyatvena cha parinatam iti chet. He says, can we say this way? Tadeva karanam Brahma. That Brahman is the cause. Has transformed into what? Shariradi adharatvena. The Brahman has modified into the body, etc., which has the status of being the support. Adhar. Brahman has become the body, the external container, which is what the physical body, or physical body which has the status of being the support. Shariradi adharatvena. Then, the same Brahman, tad antar jivatmana adheyatvena. Same Brahman, having the status of being the supported jiva, Brahman has modified. Tadeva karnam Brahma parinatam. He wants a parinatam, parinatam, parinatam. We say vivarta, vivarta, vivarta. We don't say yet now. Shankaracharya doesn't say anything yet now. We go. See, later on you will see how beautiful it is. You will understand that. So, tadeva karnam Brahma parinatam. That cause Abhyurka Brahman itself, Brahmatma himself has modified, transformed, complete, become, evolved into what? Into both body, the adharam, dehaha adharam shariram, adheyaha jivatma. Shariram is the adharam, dehaha adharaha. The body is the supportive container. And the same Brahman is what? Adheyaha. The supported jivatma. So between jivatma and now the body mind sense complex is what is now sambandha? Adhara adheya sambandha. Body is the container, supportive container. And jivatma is the supported content. This Brahman has become both. Tadeva karanam Brahma, shariradi adharatvena, tadantaha jivatmana adheyatvena parinatam iti chet. Rama, what can we say? So he Shankaracharya says, nahi sanna bahishtasya பிரவேச உபபத்தேஹே ந பஹிஷ்டஸ்ய பிரவேச உபபத்தேஹே. பஹிஷ்டஸ்ய பிரவேச உபபத்தேஹே நஹி யஹ யஸ்ய அந்தஸ்தஹ சஹ ஏவ தத் பிரவிஷ்டஹ இதி உச்யதே. சி பஹிஷ்டஸ்ய பிரவேச உபபத்தேஹ், பாசிபிலிட்டி ஆஃப் என்ட்ரி இஸ் ஆல்வேஸ் ஆஃப் ஒன் ஹூ இஸ் அவுட் சைட். பஹிஹி திஷ்டதி இதி பஹிஸ்தஹ பிகாஸ் பஹிஷ்டஹ. The one who stays outside alone can enter inside, isn't it? Bahishtasya pravesha upapattehe nahi yaha yasya antastaha yaha yasya antastaha sahayeva tat pravishtaha iti uchyate. பஹிஷ்டஸ்ய அனுப்பிரவேசா ஸ்யாத் பிரவேச சப்தார்த்தஸ்ய ஏவம் திஷ்டத்வாத் யதாக்ரஹம் க்ருத்வா ப்ராவிஷத் இதி. சி வென் வி சே க்ருஹம் க்ருத்வா ப்ராவிஷத் லெட் மீ எக்ஸ்பிளைன் த ஹோல் திங் நவ். அ பர்சன் ஹூ மேக்ஸ் த ஹவுஸ் க்ருஹம் கரோதி க்ருத்வா ப்ராவிஷத் ஹி பில்ட்ஸ் அ ஹவுஸ் then he enters into the house. One must be outside of the house to enter into the house. The person who is always sitting inside the house cannot enter. The person who is already sitting inside the house cannot enter into the house. Who is outside alone can enter into the house. யஸ்ய அந்தஸ்தஹ சஹ ஏவ தத் பிரவிஷ்டஹ இதி ந உச்யதே. சோ பஹிஷ்டஸ்ய ஏவ பிரவேஷஹ, என்ட்ரி இஸ் ஆல்வேஸ் ஆஃப் சம்திங் அ சம்வன் ஹூ இஸ் அவுட் சைட், விச் இஸ் அவுட் சைட் ஓன்லி. Anything which is already inside cannot enter. The entry of what is already inside is not possible. What's the example here? Gram krutva pravishate. The person must be outside. The person who builds the house must be outside the house. Then he enters. But who is already inside cannot enter inside. Because sarvagatatvat again. Because of the all pervasiveness. This is the argument. Now, ஜல சூரிய காதி பிரதிபிம்பவத் பிரவேசஹ ஸ்யாத். See the அம்ஷா aspect, they have to say, you cannot say அகம் பிரம்மாஸ்மி. Okay, they cannot accept that ஜீவாத்மான் பரமாத்மா essentially one. They can't accept. I must be a servant and Bhagavan must be the served. Bhagavan was master. You can't say that. If you say aham, brahmasmi, that is why Paranamavada comes, and then again, now he gives another idea. Okay, that is not possible. Jala surya kadi pratibimbavat praveshaha. Oh, the entry must be like that now. Jala surya kadi pratibimbavat praveshaha syat. Iti chet. No pravesha possible. So he says what now? Jala surya. See, the reflection of the sun. Jala suryakka மீன் வாட் நவ் ஜல சூ நாட் சூரியா சூரியா இஸ் அபவ் அப்பபோவ் இன் த ஸ்கை பட் ஜல சூரியகா மீன்ஸ் த ரிஃப்ளக்ஷன் ஆஃப் த சன் சூரியகாய் பிரதிபிம்பவத்து ஜஸ்ட் ஆஸ் தி என்ட்ரி ஆஃப் த ரிஃப்ளக்ஷன் ஆஃப் சன் இன் டு தி வாட்டர் சன் டசன்ட் என்டர் ரிஃப்ளக்ஷன் ஆஃப் த சன் enters into the water. It may be the entry of Jivatma into the body mind's complex must be like what? Like the entry of the reflection of sun into the water. Is it okay? That view? Nah. Why it is not possible? Entry is not possible at all. Aparichinnatvat amurtatvat cha. See, sun is a form. Reflection is always of the form only. It is formless, amurtam. Brahma vastu is amurtam vastu. Absolutely formless because of the abstractness. Because of the subtlest nature. Brahman is sukshma tamam vastu. Extreme abstractness and subtleness. Brahman is formless. And because of formlessness, amurtatvat, and also aparichinnatvat, due to limitlessness. Aparichinnatvam means what? Limitlessness. See, sun is limited by time and space. The sun is one of the, even though there's so many other golakams are there. One of the many here. Of course, sun is extraordinary. That's a different thing. But one of the many things exist in the world. So, sun is parichinnaha. Sun, suryaha has object limitation, time limitation. Even sunlight is all pervasive. But sun as is what? Is space limitation. The Surya Bhagavan, even though it's extraordinary, is still subject to all limitations. So, saparichinnaha suryaha. And Surya has a form also. Therefore, what? It is possible to have the reflection. It is possible for the reflection of the sun to enter into the water. What about Brahman is not like the sun? So, ஜலசூரியகாதி பிரதிபிம்பவத் பிரவேசம் சியாத் இது சேத் ந அபரிச்சின்னத்வாத் அஸ் பிரம்மன் இஸ் நாட் சப்ஜெக்ட் டு லிமிடேஷன்ஸ் அஸ் பிரம்மன் ஹாஸ் அ ஸ்டேட்டஸ் ஆஃப் பீயிங் தி ஃபார்ம்லெஸ் டியூ டு ஃபார்ம்லெஸ்னஸ் இட் இஸ் நாட் என்ட்ரி இஸ் நாட் பாசிபிள் சச் என்ட்ரி இஸ் நாட் பாசிபிள் பரிச்சின்னஸ்ய மூர்த்தஸ்ய அந்யஸ்ய அந்யத்ர பிரசார ஸ்வபாவகே பரிச்சின்னஸ்ய மூர்த்தஸ்ய அந்யஸ்ய மூர்த்தஸ்ய அந்யஸ்ய அந்யத்ர பிரசார ஸ்வபாவகே ஜலாது சூரியகாதி பிரதிபிம்போதய ஸ்யாத் It is possible to have the rise of reflection of sun, etc., in the water, etc., in any transparent thing such as sun, water, etc. If the object has a form and the object is limited, it is possible for such a thing to spread in the form of reflection. சர்வகதம் வஸ்து பிரம்ம அபரிச்சின்னம் வஸ்து பிரம்ம Therefore, there's no question of Brahman. It is impossible to imagine that Brahman having its reflection in any one given thing. So being all pervasive, being formless, it is not possible to have the reflection of Brahman in anything. Therefore, there's no way of entry of a Brahman entering into anything as in the form of reflection. Natu Atmanaha Amurtatvatu. But if Brahmatma, as Brahmatma, is of the nature of formlessness. Akashadi Karanasya Atmanaha Vyapakat Karanasya. This Atma, Brahmatma, it is formless. And also what? It's a cause of even the space. Akashadi Karanasya. It's also a cause of the all-pervasive space. Therefore, and it is what now? It's all-pervasive. Vyapakatva, due to its all-pervasiveness, being the very cause of the all-pervasive space, and due to its formlessness, two things he is saying. See, Brahmatma is formless. Formless is the very sarupam of the Brahmatma. Brahmatma being the cause of the space, it is absolutely all-pervasive of the all-pervasive space also. Atmanaha vyapakatvatu. Vyapakatva means all pervasiveness. Tad viprakrishta desha pratibimba adhara vastuantara abhavatu. I already explained to you, but still I'm telling you. Tad viprakrishta desha. Viprakrishta desha. Pratibimba adhara vastvantara abhavat. There is vastvantara abhavaha. There is no other object. There is no other thing. Vastvantara abhavaha. This absence means what? There is no other object. There is no other thing which can be what now? Pratibimba adhara, which can have the reflection, and which is different from the place, which is different from Brahman also. So, viprakrishta desha abhavaha, viprakrishta pratibimba adhara vastvantara abhavaha. There is no place, there's no space which is not pervaded by Brahman. There's no object which is not pervaded by Brahman. There's no another thing which can be the supportive of the reflecting medium for Brahman. Therefore, pratibhambavat praveshaha nayuktaha. The reasons are given. Tad viprakrishta desha pratibimba adhara vastvantara abhavat pratibimbavat praveshaha nayuktaha. It is not appropriate. It is not possible at all. It is inappropriate. It is means it is impossible for the entry of Brahman in the form of reflection. Like the reflection of the sun, entry, the reflection of the sun into the water. It is possible for the reflection of the sun to enter. The entry actually is possible because it has form, it is time, it is subject to all limitations. And something is different from sun. Water is different from sun. Water is in a different place where sun is not. Therefore, reflection of sun is, it is possible for the reflection of sun to enter into the water. Here, There's no object which is different from Brahman. There's no space which is not pervaded by Brahman. Therefore, it's not possible for Brahman to enter into anything in the form of reflection. There is abhavaha. Viprakrishta desha abhavaha. Pratibimba adhara vastvantara abhavaha. Because of these reasons, pratibimbavat praveshaha nayuktaha. There is no object or place or space which is separate from Brahmatma, outside of Brahmatma. Which can be a supportive medium for reflection. Therefore, entry is not possible. Evam tarhi naivasti praveshaha. We come to the point of finished. No more parinamivadis. We do not have any more arguments. Evam tarhi naivasti praveshaha. There is no entry at all of Brahman. Nacha gatyantaram upalabhamahe. There is no other way of movement. We can understand here. It means, tarihi, that is so, praveshaha naiva asti, praveshaha nasti eva. There is no entry at all of Brahman into anything here. Nacha gatyantaram upalabhamahe. Gatyantaram na upalabhamahe means what? We do not find any other way of the possibility of Brahman's movement, entry. Gatyantaram. So gatyantaram na upalabhamahe. We do not find at all any other way. Tadeva anupravishati iti shrutehe. My God, how can you understand this now? Tadeva anupravishati iti shrutehe. Of the statement, Shruti's statement that the Brahman has entered, for this statement, we do not find any other way. Shrutischa naha atindriya vishaye vijnana utpattau nimittam. It's a very important lesson, which I think I'll do it next class. Okay. Before that itself, I would like to clarify many things, because the class, as Pujya Swamiji says, Upanishad class is like mathematics class. You have to understand what is being said in the class itself. And you must be able to repeatedly see what has been heard in the class. That is giving vision. What is there for you to go back and do again? You can only try to assimilate what has been heard, understood. So, it must be clarified in the class itself. We read out all the bhashyams today, and then we will really clarify things. Okay? Om Purnamadah Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vasishyate. Om Shanti 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 Harihi Om Tat Sat. Shri Gurubhyo Namaha. Harihi Om.